Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the talk show version of What is Etiquette Anyway? I hope you're having a happy Sunday. It's Sunday, July 13th. I am so glad you've taken the opportunity to join me this evening. Well, I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady. And I would certainly like to give you our call, our phone number, to get started, 347-324-3295. Again, the number is 347-324-3295. And if you would prefer, feel free to send an email, and you may email us at dmanners@bellsouth.net, dmanners, M-A-N-N-E-R-S, at bellsouth.net. Now, of course, I'm the owner of Paige's Etiquette Seminars, which is a company that specializes in personal and professional development training. And I'm also the author of What is Etiquette Anyway?, which is a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. And some of the actual chapter titles in that particular book is personal hygiene and grooming. This book teaches children how to write invitations and thank you notes and letters, so communication skills, as well as telephone manners, table manners, just those wonderful things that will basically allow children to become very well versed. I'm also the author of What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? And that book talks about key ingredients for building successful working relationships. And, of course, I always tell people that you need this book if you work or interact with anyone other than yourself. Then you certainly want to know how to have, positive and successful working relationships. And, of course, I know you know what to do, but it will give you tips and pointers for interacting with those persons who do not, and we've all worked with them. Now, these books, as well as any of the other motivational materials, are available on the website, which is www.pagesetiquette.com, and that's www.pages. Page with an I, etiquette with a Q, P-A-I-G-E-S-E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, pagesetiquette.com. Now, every week, for the new listeners, I always like to start the show by talking about, since the show is titled with a question, answering that question, what is etiquette anyway? Well, etiquette actually comes from a French word meaning ticket. And the word itself comes from an old French word which later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I, as well as the II of England, copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I oftentimes like to say that if you have good etiquette, then you have the ticket to society. And also a way to remember that the word is actually pronounced etiquette instead of etiquette, because it is spelled with a Q, E-T-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, is to remember, since the word comes from a French word that means ticket, when you say the word itself slowly, etiquette, you actually hear yourself say ticket, which is just wonderful. So, you know, no longer will anybody have to mispronounce that word and say etiquette. It's pronounced etiquette. Oh, again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I am so excited that you have joined me this evening, as I am every evening. And I'd like to start off by, pulling in our co-host. Hello.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
I am fine, Denise. How are you?
I am having a wonderful weekend. Thank you.
Oh, great. That is wonderful. And Denise is our co-host. Of course, she is a human resource specialist as well as customer service specialist. And it's always so exciting to have her join us. And, of course, we have to apologize. We weren't on last Sunday due to the holiday weekend. And we missed you all out there, and we're certainly glad that you have called us this evening. And also, we did receive some emails, which I hope to be able to cover on this evening from last week, and we're certainly going to make sure that we address those. Now, of course, Denise, we're doing something a little different today, and, of course, we're having an open forum. And with that said, we're just basically talking about some of the issues or the topics that we have previously discussed. Of course, we've talked about customer service over the phone, in the supermarket, in the shopping mall. We talked about whose job is it to teach children manners. And, of course, that question was, you know, is it the parents, is it the schools, or who? Whose job is it to do that? And, of course, we also talked about just recently how parents can be more courteous. And let's see, we talked about how customers, as a matter of fact, as well, how customers can be more courteous, you know, when shopping. We talk about pet peeves, and I think, Denise, you'll probably agree that anytime we do a pet peeve show, that is a huge show because so many people do have pet peeves.
It is a huge show, Donna, and it's absolutely wonderful to hear that other people have them. You know, a lot of people don't want to admit that they have pet peeves, but I think everybody does. And so this is a good way for people to come out and at least talk about it and let others know, too, that, you know, I have the same issues with things that you do. And so let's talk about it and see what we can do to make those things better for everybody.
Exactly. And, of course, you know, the premise of the show is to make the world a polite place to live. And oftentimes, you know, people don't realize that some things that they may be doing may be irritating or something until you actually hear it. Because I know on one of those shows, we had a caller that called in, and she was talking about when it comes to driving, she was one of her pet peeves was someone blowing their horn. I mean, as soon as the light changes, it's like, wow, at least give me a minute to take my foot off the brake and put it on the gas. You know, and I know I've had that happen to me as well. You know, people are just blowing and blowing. I'm like, well, wow, you know, the light just changed.
Exactly.
So that's an issue. I remember another, I think you probably remember this one too. Someone had called in very passionate, and she was talking about how, you know, people were holding, how when you hold the door open for someone and people just walk through it like you're the doorman and don't have the common courtesy to say thank you.
Say thank you, yes. I do remember that one.
It's just, you know, and then I guess you have the other side of that too, Denise, where you have people that just let the door slam in your face, you know, as you're coming out. So.
Yes, I actually had that happen to me today.
Wow. And how
but,
you
know,
make you feel?
You know, it's one of those things that makes you feel like you're not important. I don't really care that you're coming behind me or, you know, it makes you feel that they have no sense of feelings because what if it were them in that same position? I'm sure that they would not feel very good about somebody else doing that to them. So I didn't say anything. I politely opened the door, and I let everybody in my party go through, you know. And you know, my nephew was here this weekend and teaching him to make sure he opens the door for all of us. And, you know, he's a little reluctant in first of all, that he's shopping with us, but then, you know, he has to open the door, carry the bags. But I think it's important that you teach them when they're young as well. So we had a good day with that today.
Yeah, that's great. And a lot of times, you know, it's, you have to get them at that particular time, which is called like a teachable moment where they can, you know, automatically go ahead and understand what you're talking about. I know someone had called in, too, about coughing, people coughing and not covering their mouth.
Coughing and sneezing, yes.
Sneezing, right. And especially at, I think one caller had mentioned at the dinner table, you know, you just kind of call, you know, you start coughing and sneezing. It's like, oh, my goodness, why don't you get up and go to the restroom or something. another one, one of my favorite ones, is one someone was talking about. It may have been you too, Denise. Talking during the movie when you're in the movie theater.
Oh, yes, that was one of mine.
Right, right.
And so we had a gentleman who called about, I know that children go to the movies, and I think that was part of the subject, and he was saying, no, not always children, and sometimes older children, not younger children, but older children and adults. So, yes, I do remember that conversation as well.
Right.
It, you know, it makes it very hard to enjoy a movie when others are talking, and also when others are, you know, telling the story or talking back to the screen or TV when you're sitting in the room. I know you talked about that one where you had to be very conscious in front of your son. He brought it to your attention. You know, when we're by ourselves and watching a movie, it's okay to talk, I think, by yourself. But when you're around people, you don't even think about that you're talking and maybe disturbing them. So I think it's a good idea to make people aware that they, you know, they're kind of killing your little moment there with the TV or movie.
Right, right, right. I think I kind of got a little carried away and didn't really realize it because I would talk back to the movie and yes, my son, Jared, he did bring it to my attention about talking back to the movie, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, okay. So I'm trying to be more conscious about that, to only do that if I'm, you know, if I'm by myself. But listen, we need to go ahead. We have several callers. Let's go ahead and pull some of our callers. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Is this Juan? Line three, Juan? Hello? Okay, I think we lost him. I do believe we lost him. I am so sorry, caller. If you would call us back, we'll be glad to hear from you. Let's go to our next caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what's going on. I'm not quite sure what's going on with our switchboard, but what I would like to do, let's see if we can pick, let's go to caller, let's go to line five.
Well, what's hanging up with them? I'm trying to figure out what we're talking about.
Hello, can you hear me? Okay. I think I could hear them in the background, but I couldn't hear what they were saying.
I could hear them as well.
What I think I'll do, since we weren't on last week, I do want to you know, go to one of our emails that we had, that we did receive. It says, Etiquette Lady, do you remember hearing about the mother and her daughter that lied and said the father was dead in order to win a contest to receive Hannah Montana tickets? If so, what is your opinion? And this comes from someone by the name of Ms. Myers from Orlando, Florida. Now, I do recall that that situation where the Hannah Montana tickets were selling out, and they did have a contest, and the mother spearheaded this, obviously, with her daughter. Her daughter was a very little girl, and what they did was they wrote in for a contest and said that the dad was dead and all this. Well, long story short, came to find out it was not true. So I understand that they did revoke those tickets, but, you know, we talked in several of our shows about how parents can be more courteous and what type of example is that actually setting for not only other people but for kids. So, yeah, that was a major problem, and that, to me, is basically teaching your child how to lie to get what it is that they want, and that's not good. That's a horrible lesson. So so I thank you so much for that email. That is certainly my opinion of that, that that was an excellent example of how to teach your child how to lie, and I do believe that we don't want to do that. Let's try to pick up another caller. let's see. Go to line five here. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Okay, let's see. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. Caller, can you hear me? Okay, we seem to be having a little technical difficulty. Let's try another line. Hello? Caller, can you hear me? Is this Juan? Hello? Hello, caller? Hello, can you hear me? Okay, we're going to go to another line. I'm not quite sure what's going on. Hello, can you hear me, caller? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Okay. Hello, caller? Hello? I can hear someone on the line. Hello, is this Juan?
Hello?
Caller, can you hear me? Caller? All right, we're going to go to another line. I'm not quite sure what's going on. Hello, caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, hi there. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm Hattie Andrews calling from Ellenwood, Georgia.
Okay, thank you so much for your call. I'm so glad you were able to get through. I was having some switchboard difficulties, but I'm so glad that we got you on. And, of course, we're having an open forum. What would you like to talk about?
Well, my topic is not quite about etiquette. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. My question is about the new Georgia gun law. Have you heard about it?
I have.
I just want to know your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I mean, because it's like you're saying it's like okay to have guns in restaurants, parks, the trains and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought is it's not very good because so many people already are just kind of waiting to use a gun. So now it's almost like they feel it's okay because they have the registers or, you know, the law has made it where it's okay to just to have them open. So I wanted to know your take on it.
Sure. Now, to me, it seems like it's just open season.
Yes.
You know, it's almost like open hunting season. I'm not familiar with all the specifics that surround this particular topic. I've heard bits and pieces on the news. And I'm really concerned about how they even arrived at this. Is this something that's going to benefit the gun shop owners or what? And, Denise, I'm not sure if you're
yes.
if you're familiar with, you know, all the what's
around. I've only heard a little bit about what's going on as far as the news as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it has to do with people and protecting themselves, although for me, I agree with you. It is it's a little bit scary because people are out there who are, you know, have a short fuse.
Yeah.
Sometimes, even in day-to-day, you see people like that. We just talked about on one of the shows with, you know, people driving and moving over in lanes quickly or honking the horn when you don't move fast enough. And I know several years ago out in California they talked about road rage a lot, but this is just a little bit more intense to me. Having a gun that you can take into public spaces like restaurants, I don't know all the logistics, but it just opens it up seemingly for people to take care of their issues, just like the OK Corral back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, too, I think with so much, with the stress level being so high at this point, you know, with the economy being the way it is, with gas prices and food and everything, with job losses, it just makes it that much more easier for people, you know, to... They're already stressed out. So
right.
It doesn't
right.
take much at all for someone to get in your way, and then you think, oh, well, I just shoot him.
Right, right.
And so, and then they're always also talking about that law. They're also saying it's okay to have the guns in the airport, you know, up until then, I guess you go into the plane, but I don't think that's good at all, especially with the, you know, the terror. the terrorist attacks and all that stuff that they're trying to prevent. You know, they're having you take your shoes off, all this like little small things, and then they're saying it's okay to have the gun up to the get to the restaurant area.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, but past that, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Sure, sure. That's why I said it seems like it's just open season, you know, open hunting season, and it's incredible. And I would be very interested in just really finding out some more details about how they, number one, how they arrived at it, and number two, you know, since crime pretty much nationally is such a huge issue, you know, is this going ahead and okaying, you know, on a level to say, well, you know, if you're upset or, you know, you can protect yourself, but like you were saying, even with the example of the driving, you know, you're talking about road rage. You know, we've read stories over the years about, you know, people short fused, they're stressed out, they may be traveling, and as far as going to work, I mean, they could be driving, you know, several, you know, for an hour, hour and a half. And then, of course, you know, you're going to get stressed out with people being rude, not letting you over. And that's something that we're hoping, too, that people listening to the show, you know, I always say, you know, live by the golden rule, which is treat others the way you want to be treated. And I think all along, if people would really be conscious and really try to do that, you know, to be considerate of others and to put their, you know, put yourself in the other person's actual shoes, then I think that would, you know, that's the kind of thing that can help make the world a polite place to live. And even, you know, with before you even confront someone, you know, because a lot of times confrontations can be, you know, they can really, really be avoided. That's just like, you know, we're talking about, you know, conflict resolution. No, the best conflict resolution is to avoid the conflict. And oftentimes, you know, people are so short-fused, as you were saying, and this is going to give them an opportunity, well, I don't have to take this and blah, 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 I'll just shoot them, you know. So, you know, since I don't know, you know, everything about everything that surrounds us, I personally want to find out a little more. I'm glad you brought that, you know, to our attention. And, you know, it falls under etiquette. You know, pretty much everything falls under etiquette because, you know, you're talking about treating others the way you want to be treated. So,
absolutely.
I would hate for somebody to get upset with me and then pull out a gun and shoot me. So, you know, I wouldn't do the same thing, you know. So everything kind of surrounds that. But I thank you, you know, so much for your call.
You're welcome.
And do call us again.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great evening.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to try to bring another caller. Hello, caller. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, caller, can you hear me? Okay, for some reason we're having a problem. Denise, let's go to another email.
Okay, that sounds great.
I work out in a very prestigious health club, but a lot of the members are rude when it comes to hogging weights and placing equipment back where it belongs. What do you suggest? And this is signed by a health club manager in Alpharetta, Georgia. Actually, when I saw this, I thought it was so interesting because I wrote an article that was titled Courtesy Extends to Gym Time as Well. And a lot of people don't realize that workout, a lot of people don't really realize that, you know, there is something called health club or gym etiquette. And what I want to do, I did pull the article. I want to read just a little bit from the article. It's just basically let's review some workout etiquette. Never hog the equipment. It is important to share the equipment, especially if the club is crowded. Be sure to use it expediently but carefully and move on. Don't leave towels on equipment to hold your space during prolonged rest periods. Be willing to vary your routine. Never jump in front of someone just because that machine is next in your routine. Wait or go to another machine until the other is free. Now, I also talk about being considerate of others. Many times people go to the health club to socialize and meet people, and of course that's perfectly okay as long as you're not tying up equipment while taking your conversation break. Be careful not to sit on the machines or hold on to free weights you are not using. And oftentimes people are waiting to use those, so we have to be very conscious that we're not doing that. Since we must share equipment, we must all take care of it. Don't slam the weights, and be sure to re-rack or replace free weights. Also, bring a towel to wipe machines or weights after using them. No one else should have to wipe away your perspiration, and that is so gross. And that used to really get me when I would go into the health club. You know, you go and, you know, you start getting ready to get on one of the pieces of equipment, and you've got all this sweat. Just somebody just, that's just gross. And, you know, people just have to be considerate because, you know, most people do carry a towel. If you don't want to use the towel that you are wiping away your perspiration, carry an extra towel to wipe down the machine. That is called being very, very polite and courteous. Never count reps too loud. You may break the concentration of others around you. And I see people do that all the time. They're counting, and I know they're in that zone, and they're really focusing. And they might be on 12, and you're on 16, and you're trying to get to 25, and then you hear them say, you know, 10, and then you're, like, starting over with 10. And it's really confusing, and it's really inconsiderate. So, and here, again, these are just things that we're trying to make you be conscious and part of making the world a polite place to live. Something else, too, is making sure if you're not really working with the equipment, say if you're in an aerobics class or any type of structured class, it's important not to jump into any type of class that is already underway. You know, you could risk injury by not warming up properly. And, of course, you may have missed some, you know, specific instructions. So that is very important as well. Let me see if we can pull another caller. Hello, caller, can you hear me? Hello? Caller, can you hear me? Okay. I do apologize to those callers who were unable to get in. For some reason, you know, we're having some type of technical difficulties. We could kind of hear some background noise, but not sure.
I can hear it too, Donna.
Right. Just, you know,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, not sure what's going on. Since we are running out of time, I certainly want to invite those callers to call back on next week. Of course, you know, we're here every Sunday evening beginning at 7:30. We are certainly, you know, willing to talk about what it is you want to talk about. There's pretty much everything that falls into the category of etiquette. And, again, you know, the major purpose of the show is to make the world a polite place to live. And we thank you for the callers that did call in that got through. I apologize to the ones who did not. I don't know what's going on, but certainly do call us back again on next week, or feel free to email your questions, and we'll certainly try to make sure that we get, you know, through to you that way, or we will respond and answer, you know, whatever questions you may have or any comments. And, boy, Denise, I tell you, when you're having fun, they said time just flies when you're having fun. Isn't that how you say
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
And, of course, again, you have been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway?, the talk show version. Thank you so much for listening in this evening. And I just want to encourage you, as, you know, we do weekly, to feel good about yourself, to be considerate of others, and, of course, to be the best that you can be. And we always say that in that order because if you feel good about yourself, you're more likely to be considerate of others. And anytime you're considerate of others, of course, you are being the best that you can be. And remember also that it's just nice to be nice. And we'd like to just invite you again to please join us on next Sunday evening. Same place, same station, 7:30 p.m. for What is Etiquette Anyway?, the talk show version. And Denise and I are just really glad that you've taken time out of your busy Sunday and like to say good night and God bless.